Well, good afternoon and good morning. It's Sunday, May the 6th, and it's the weekend again. Thought I'd make you guys another little podcast here on bird watching. And just tell you that, the past few days we've seen some more birds out here. We've seen a few more cardinals. We've seen some more mourning doves, of course. And, of course, our little Carolina wrens, we still see those quite a bit. I haven't seen anything else real spectacular. I did see a couple of crows, not very big crows, and I also saw some bigger birds flying in the sky the first part of the week. Probably were some buzzards or vultures or something. We do have a lot of deer in this area, so it probably could have been one of those creatures flying around in the sky. Did want to tell you, a couple days ago, I got a big surprise. I got, from a member of my family, a brand new bird feeder. This feeder is unusual. It takes, it's a hanging feeder. You can hang it from a limb of a tree or something. It's got to be a pretty strong limb, though. But it takes up to 5 pounds of seed. And then you can also put the little cakes on the side of it, the suet cakes. And I wanted to tell you real quick what a suet cake is. A suet cake is it's a mixture of bird seed and other things, and then it's pressed into, of all things, shortening or lard, and they make a square cake out of it, and that's called a suet cake. And so it has, on the sides of the birdhouse there, it has one on each side, so I put two of those suet cakes out as well. One was a peanut suet cake, and another was something called a high energy. But I got all of that as kind of a surprise. I was really shocked. Now, I don't know if it's worked. I've only had it out a couple of days. But when I looked yesterday, it didn't look like anything had even ate any of the regular seeds. So maybe it will here in a couple of days. Just wanted to tell you, on May the 18th, we have Endangered Species Day on the calendar. You would, along with me, remember that day, May 18th, that's on a Friday, a week from this coming Friday. That will be a very important day on the calendar to remember the endangered species out there. I just want to tell you again my web address. It's MikeTheBirdMan1@AOL.com. MikeTheBirdMan1@AOL.com. We'll see you next time, and thanks for listening.